talks about it. I know I talk about our spurs, we get different colors and all that stuff.
Harder to join, and in case you don't know, it is Mother's Day.
Puts a different selection.
And I offer all the moms that are in here. And I want you to know that before you leave today, you will be given a pink carnation. Just as a way of celebrating you mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers that are here today. So I'm going to have a bucket in the foyer with the carnations in it, so that you get one before you leave. Now, there's a lot of ways out of this church. So I just want you to know, come to the foyer, because otherwise you won't get a carnation. There's not enough of us to chase after you. But welcome this morning to Harbor of Joy. Glad that you can be here. And I just want to just give you a couple of announcements that are here in the bulletin here today. One is that there is a church council meeting this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And some of you are aware of Kathy Griffith's brother, who passed away suddenly. There will be a memorial service for him on Saturday the 21st. And there will be visitation at 9 o'clock on that on that Saturday, 9 o'clock, there will be a catered lunch here at the church following that memorial service. So just wanted you to be aware of that, and we are thankful for that day that we could gather together and to support the family and bring some closure to Ralph. Dylan is the name of the brother that passed away. So you're welcome to kind of be a part of that. And I just want you to be aware of that. That's on the 21st of this month. We're glad to have with us Stone's Cry, which is composed of one family. They do this for a living. They travel around in their motorhome. Once in a while, they got a pickup and a big trailer. That's what they came over here on yesterday. And they stay overnight with us. And let me tell you something about these people. They're easy to have. Easy to have. And they don't eat much except for Josiah. But they're just wonderful to have. I've known Joel and June, Mom and Dad, for many, many years. We have known them. And so it's just it's one of those things, when you get together, it's like you've never left. And it's good to have friendships that are like that. So, I mean, I go with Dean Ramsey out in a boat, and I'm still waiting for a time that we catch a fish. The last time we went out on the fish, went out to go fishing, which was not too long ago, a big pelican splashed in the water near our boat and came up with a big fish. And so we didn't catch any fish, but the pelican. So that was just quite an amazing thing to see. So, but I enjoy being out on the lake with Dean, regardless of we catch fish or not. We have a good time out there. So we're going to have just a song we're going to sing together this morning. It's called What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The words are printed in your bulletin. If you've got a bulletin, it will not be up on the screen. So you'll have to read in the bulletin. If you're going to panic, if you do not have a bulletin, just raise your hand and someone will bring you a bulletin if you need one. There, we have a bill over here. Okay. We need a bulletin, a couple right here. Bruce needs one, and so does Dale. And I realize you don't always. Oh, Paul and Josiah here. Why don't you guys go forward to when you come? And then actually meet it. Glad that you are here to be able to sing with us this morning. Sharon, go ahead and get us going here.
Our sin.
familiar to any of us. And Lord, there are some things in this song that we know are true, but at the same time, it's kind of hard to follow through on that really says that we should never be discouraged, but to take things to you in prayer. Lord, there may be someone here today who is going through a lot of different kinds of things or new things in life and is kind of bummed out over what they have to deal with. And yet you say we should never be discouraged. And may that be an encouragement to all of us. And maybe we just need to be reminded of this song here today that Jesus truly is a friend to every sinner, each and every one of us. And so we thank you, Lord, this morning for everyone who's come through the doors. We have something special today to share with Mother's Day and with the moms and the grandmas and the great-grandmas that are here. We are thankful, Lord, for their faithfulness and just their touch, the way that they explain things to the grandkids as they grow up or to their own children, and that they've always been there for them. Not every child that grows up today can say that they have a mom like this or a grandma that they trust or would even think about going to visit. So we're thankful, Lord, for every family that is here today that has come to just honor their mom or their grandmother or just to come worship you today with us. We thank you for the Finnisgard family, known as Stone's Cry, that as they come to minister to our hearts today, we are doubly blessed. And we thank you for them coming and sharing with us and what they have to share. And so we just pray your blessing on the service today and all that takes place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, like I said before, Finnisgard family live at Centerville, South Dakota, if you know where that is at. I know. But it's close to Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls is to the northeast where you live, I think. And they do this for a living, and I just want you to know that, you know, it's not an easy thing. They've been doing it for over 20 years, right? 22 years? And so, it's not very often you find a family that really takes a step of faith to do what they do. And Joel calls every now and then and just says, well, how about if we, can we come or we'd like to come and share our songs with your people? Is that okay? And it's never been a problem here. But when COVID hit, we had to cancel it. So we're glad that you're here today to share with us. And you just think of how much you've grown since then, So let's give them a warm welcome to Milford, Iowa, and the Rose out of the true hobby.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just in case you're wondering, our kids are not 22 years old. But it has indeed been a journey that we've been privileged to be a part of, and we're grateful to be here today to worship with you. This first song that we'd like to share with you is called This Is Amazing Grace, and lyrics will be on the screen. If you want to join in singing, by all means, feel free to do so.
Thank you.
like in our darkest moments we might be wondering where God is or what he's up to, but yet it's probably more often than not our darkest moments is when God's doing his greatest work. It's at midnight, maybe we should be praising and worshiping him. This song is called Midnight. Midnight is the beginning, really, of the day, before the sun rises. And may God find us praising him and worshiping him at midnight.
Thank you.
when we do find ourselves at the end of that road, that's when hope returns, when it just seems like there's just nothing left. And we see Jesus coming. Just briefly, a little bit about our family. So June and I, the band's drummer, and I, the band trumpet player and guitar player, we've been married 32 years. Just 32. And Sonal Joy, she is 16. And Josiah is 12. 14.
It seems like that was on purpose, but not true.
He is indeed 14. He's officially the tallest in our family. So somewhat of a unique situation in many ways, but the Lord works through everything. So about a year ago, he was still not the tallest in the family, but it was his goal by midsummer to be the tallest in the family, and indeed he was. And but as he's grown taller, his voice has grown down a little bit, but it's still in there.
Actually, quite a bit. It's just still not all that low. Meaning it was extremely high.
But it's become down within the range of hearing at least, so. Anyway, this is a lot of returns and pray that it'll maybe find some of us where you might be at today.
Well, to
turn to the man he is.
at one time or another, most of us have asked this question. And, is anybody out there? Does anybody really know me? And the song answers that question with a great big yes. It's so comforting to know that the God of the universe, the God that created you and me and everything around us and in us, is the same one that knows us. This is a hymn that was written person who came to know the Lord as a teenager, and he wrote a lot of hymns. Robert Robinson, and he also went on to do a lot of theological writing, and pastored more than one church. And I don't think at the time he wrote this hymn how prophetic it would be of his own life. One of the lines in Come Thou Fount says, prone to leave, prone to wander, prone to leave the one love. And indeed, later for him it became true. It's kind of a wake-up call, I think, for us to be steadfast in the Lord, to continue our faith, and to not let our guard down, to continue always to be following Him and living the life of Christ. We'll do this as an instrumental, but maybe some of the words will come in your heart and mind this morning. To be giving praise and honor and glory to you in Jesus' name. And I pray not that we would be silent as stones, but that we would remember what he is doing, that he is doing in our own lives and in the lives around us. And as we anticipate what he will do, that we might continue in our praise to him. This next song, it's a song we started doing a few years ago, and it's called Hosanna. And for me, it just seems like an anthem of the Corpus ministry. And this morning, this is an interesting thing. Some churches don't stand for anything, and they don't stand for singing. Is it okay if we stood for a song? Okay. Would you please, if you're able, please stand and join us and sing.
Thank you.
asked Pastor Jim if it was okay if we did a couple of hymns, and he said, oh, maybe. He actually told me the more hymns the better, so we're going to share another hymn. This is called Amazing Grace, and we have either two or three verses, or three or four maybe.
Three
verses on the screen. We'll do a couple of them as an instrumental, but please feel free to join us in singing.
We have two of instrumental, three of singing.
But the first one we think will be instrumental, and then three vocal, and then one instrumental. And I think we'll have an intro before that.
If we're using the right one.
We're kind of your normal abnormal family, I guess, if you will. Happy Mother's Day to each mother.
Our guitar techs didn't get in to pick up with us, otherwise we got our own techs. Instrumentals are tech.
We do our own tuning, we do our own setup, we do everything. Please join us. else that know that their Redeemer lives? I know that my Redeemer lives. I do believe that God, He works in each one of us and through each one of us. And maybe at times, it's when we don't even know it or realize it. But I think each one of us can be encouraged that we are a part of God's whole plan and His working in us and through us to impact and affect one another. And the song simply reminds us a few of those ways. And sometimes we're wondering, you know, is it the Holy Spirit or isn't that really that's leading me to even give that courage to dwell? Maybe it's time to just say, you know what? Go ahead anyway. It's in a day and an age where It's really hard to know what to believe sometimes, and it's hard to know who to believe. But when it comes right down to it, it's who we believe in, where it's at. From John 20, verses 30 and 31. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have eternal life in his name. It's a matter of life and death. This last song is called We Believe. Really, it's a part of the Apostles' Creed, if you will. But I pray that this morning it might make the transition from our mind down into our heart, and that we believe it might be just sprinkled that much more. And if you're not believing in him today, that maybe even today you might consider believing in the one who has made you, has redeemed you, and he loves you immensely. For those who are able, would you please stand and join us in singing?
Thank you.
thank you, Stone's Cry. When I think of someone who went for it, I think of Patty Griffiths. She left yesterday, her and Trey Robinson, to go to Tanzania, Africa. And she's not going as a tourist. She's going to kind of check out how things are going with the people that are being trained to sew. You know, they're doing the, you're sitting down and you've got the pedal and the sewing machine. Some of you know what I'm talking about. She kind of started this or got this going, and so it's kind of the local people are learning how to sew with the intent that they would go to their home village or someplace to make clothes for people, and then the guys would come to learn how to make furniture, you know, beds or chairs or sofas, things like that. And so, I mean, I just go like, Patty, how did you do this? And she just goes like, well, the Lord says we're supposed to go and help. And I go, but Tanzania, Africa? And she goes, yeah, that's where he wanted me to go. And so, I mean, that's where she went, and Trey kind of goes through our after-school program with Joy's kids, and for six or 7 years, he said he's wanted to always go with Patty to Tanzania, Africa. So, I mean, they're on their way. I don't know if they got there or not. Did they get there?
It was 30 hours. I think they didn't leave.
Okay, so they're still en route.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of want to go through Trey's mind.
Yeah.
He's like 14, I suppose. Same age as you, Josiah. And so anyway, I just think of her, and I'm just thinking of the congregation. Well, there's a number of different things that have happened with people that have changed things for you in your life. Dave Conde can't hear a thing anymore. Lost his hearing. And yet he comes to church. And yet he comes to the men's breakfast. Oh, by the way, men's breakfast. There were 16 men that showed up yesterday. We all have to be thankful for that. And I just think, too, of Wayne Sunday. You know, just had a pacemaker put in his heart. Karen, how's he doing? Where are you, Karen? Oh, he's right there. He's doing good. He's here. Good to see you, Wayne. And, you know, just think of, you know, there's Dwayne Anderson, who's got ALS and can't be here. And we've got Vicky, the wife to Dwayne. You know, she's so faithful to be by his side. And I've visited with her in the last couple of weeks, too. And she just says, Pastor, you know, what do you pray? And I go, that's a good one, isn't it? I said, no, there's times where you just say, your will be done. Wayne is such a wonderful guy. So we saw him here this week, and I said, Wayne, I think we didn't talk about your funeral. And he kind of looks at me, he smiles a bit, and he goes like, yeah, I've been kind of thinking about that. I said, you mean you haven't thought about that more? I'm sorry, what do you want to have go on? And he goes, well, I've thought about it, but I haven't said anything. And Vicki and he had not talked about that. And so he said, when I was ready to leave, he said, you gave me an assignment that next week, which is this coming week, when I come, when I go and see him, he said, I will tell you more about what I've thought about as far as wanting to have done at my funeral. He knows his days are numbered. So, Duane, I know if you're watching, but you know, our hearts go out to you, my friend, and your family as well. His daughter, their only daughter, is getting married in August of this year. He knows he probably will not be around for that. So there's just a lot of different things happening with people. So let's just close with prayer. And I know there's more that I could share, but I don't want to just go on and on. But Lord, let's just turn our hearts to you this morning. And, you know, if you think of moms, Lord, I think of growing up where mom was always there. She was always in the home. She always cooked the meals. She took care of us kids, and I'm thinking, you know, today times have changed where a lot of kids go home to an empty home. Some don't see their mom very often, some don't see them at all because of breakdown of the family, and sometimes divorce comes in, and changes the whole thing, so the kids get affected by all these things. So I just want to say thank you, Mom, for doing what you did for us. And I know you always said that your hair's turning gray because of us kids. But I think that just happens with time. And so we do thank you, Lord, for the moms and the influences that they've had. Thank you for praying moms. Thank you for the things that you cannot be taken away from our moms. That's a faith in Jesus. And that's really what needs to be passed on from generation to generation, of just how wonderful Jesus Christ is. Just as we've heard this morning through Stone's cry. I just thank you, Lord, for bringing each one that is here today. May this day be a special day, because we don't always know how much longer Mom will be with us, that we'll be able to come to her place, that we may take her out for lunch, or we may do something for her, to buy her a flower, or send her a card. My wife's mother, my mother-in-law, died on Mother's Day 3 years ago. Was she in 3?
2 years ago.
And so we just don't know, Lord, but we are grateful that we can have a faith in Jesus, whereby we know that the best is yet to come. And so I just pray, Lord, for the moms that are here today, or the grandmas, the great-grandmas, if you don't know Jesus today in your heart and life, that you would just humble yourself and just stop and take a little while and just pray to the Lord and just say, Lord, I don't know why it's taken me this long or why I'm putting it off, but I need Jesus Christ. I need you, Lord, in my heart and in my life. And so come, I invite you in. And we'll never ever be disappointed. We'll never ever regret following Jesus in our lives. So be with each one that is here today. May we think about the blessings that you have given to us. Even if our mom is gone, may we remember the things that she taught us today. And may we use those memories, use those thoughts, those lessons in a way that would maybe even bring a tear to our eyes, or maybe we'd shed a number of tears. Maybe we'd go out and able to visit the gravesite, if that's possible. But Lord, you are a good God. You're a great God. We love you. And may your blessing be upon each one who has come here today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to count to 30, because I want to run with the pink carnations. And then I'm going to be by that door, because I changed it. Go by this door, so as everybody goes out this door, Mom's going to get a carnation today. Unless I run out. If I run out, so be it. I can't do anything unless I steal one back or something. Count to 30, starting now. 1.